You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir.
Now playing the Tabernacle Choir.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
How can I help you? Welcome back.
How's it going, gabbers?
Today, we are diving into a funny topic.
Yeah.
It is customer service. And when we threw this out there at first, I think people were kind of under the impression it was like actual customer service. What's the word I'm
like
looking for?
Call center?
Right. Or customer service agents and things like that. And that does, that has come up in some of the stories. But overall, I've realized that there is basically like hardly any job that does not involve customer service.
Yeah, absolutely.
A doctor does customer service some ways, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I was chatting with a friend and we were just talking about like, oh, you know, when kids get back in school, you know, whether or not we'd go back to work or different things. And she was saying, I just really don't want to do customer service, like anything to do with customer service. And so I'd name something and she, like, I was like, what about a dentist office or whatever? And she's like, customer service.
Almost every job.
Right. And so it's really hard to find something that doesn't, that you only deal with your coworker and your boss.
I have a job like that and I kind of, that's what I appreciate
about
it.
Yeah, it's rare.
Yeah, my job at KSL, I go in, I read the news, I put together my news stories, and yeah, there's things that like my boss would be like, oh, Britt, do this, or or what about this, or, you know, maybe next time cut that out. You know, they'll give me like tips and they'll tell me what to do, you know, from time to time, but I'm not dealing with customer complaints. I'm not like answering questions. I'm, or trying to calm someone down or try to trying to please this person, you know, random person. It's kind of nice.
Well, it just, people get fired up about things. And even when I was like, let's take one of my jobs, a gymnastics coach, it's customer service because I'm dealing with parents coming in, asking questions. They're asking for information on everything. They're mad if their child's not progressing.
Yeah.
They're frustrated or stressed, you know? And so you're kind of troubleshooting with people. So that all falls under this umbrella of customer service.
Yeah.
And I think it's hard because there is that saying of the customer's always right, but there doesn't give you a right to be like an abusive human, you know?
I know. Well, my husband, he was saying, he has actually said that to people because he's in the banking industry. And I mean, rightfully so, people get really fired up when it comes to their money, which I mean, it's your money, it's your livelihood. So yeah, you're going to be mad. But he'll say, once you're able to talk to me reasonably, then I can help you work this out.
He does say that.
He has said that. Yeah. And he said, they actually do calm down.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's actually pretty good. Cause I could see him going the opposite way.
And here's the thing.
Right?
Yes. I've been on both ends as a bank teller. And yes, people get very, they get frustrated. They can't figure out why they have overdrafts. They're mad. But I've also been on the other end where you're so frustrated beyond belief. My go-to is crying.
Yeah, I don't yell.
I don't typically scream and yell. I usually just break down in tears because I'm so like frustrated.
Yeah.
And the I had an experience just recently where I was calling because I set up a new bank account and I had like the draft coming out and it didn't, it like didn't work.
Yeah.
And so then I had like a late fee. And so I was like really bugged. But then they were like, oh, you have to add these digits beforehand and da 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 da. And the guy was trying so hard, but I was like getting so frustrated because he kept saying this. Every time I'd say, so this is what happened, he'd say, now, let me see if I understand this correctly.
Oh.
And then he'd repeat.
And that's like part of their training.
It is. And it's good because there's not miscommunications. But I would just be like, this is taking so long. And yeah, and every time I'd say anything, he'd go, now let me make sure I understand this right. You did this. And I'd say yes. And he'd say, now let me understand if I understand this right. And I was just like, wow, like he's being so thorough. How do you complain? You're being overly thorough.
Cut to the chase, man.
Yeah. I don't know how. Yeah, that's how you say
I've got a late fee. I'm waiting on a late fee. The longer I wait, I'm probably, by the time we're done, I'm going to have another one. It's taking a real long. But you know what? We troubleshot the crap out of that situation.
There, he was thorough. Did mm-hmm. he help you solve it?
Yes, he did.
There you go.
Yep. So it was good. But
take the customer survey after and mm-hmm. say, good job.
Yeah. But there are some people who are just not meant to deal with people.
Uh-huh.
Which is hard because having a job
kind of equals dealing with people.
Yes.
Well, I was Googling. So when did the phrase, the customer is always right, like where did it start?
I don't know.
And so I looked it up and it said there was someone in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
That invented it. And it was...
1909?
Yeah. So it's been over 100 years.
Times they are a-changing.
It's true. With the employee shortage,
mm-hmm.
you're getting a little bit of a wild card customer service situation
right.
lately.
It was just... It's just been such a change just even in the last like 10 to 15 years. Like we weren't even allowed to wear our hair down. And we were, mm-hmm. they were very strict about like a black belt uh-huh. and all these uniform things.
Yeah.
And the now it's like... I see chicks at Mod Pizza with no bra on
and like a belly shirt
and belly shirt and their hair down and short shorts. And I'm like, this just seems against some sort of food
code.
But they got to get some bodies and they got to yeah. make some pizza. So you're kind of like, well, the bar gets dropped a little bit. I won't lie on that.
Oh man. Well, and Spencer, he was telling me with one of his disgruntled bank patrons.
Yeah.
And this lady was just yelling at him, going crazy. And he was just sitting there, like, just, I guess, letting it happen to himself. And she kept saying,
I have
stuff
my
like,
finger on this button underneath the counter. You cross me.
Yeah. Keep talking.
The SWAT
lady.
Team is going to be in here so freaking fast.
And then she kept chiming in and be like, I'm sorry. There's so much going on. I haven't eaten today. And all this stuff. And he said, so her husband, this was in a grocery store bank at the time.
Here's a dum dum.
Hmm.
Sucker.
Oh, no, her husband went over, and you know how a lot of grocery stores have like little eateries?
Yeah.
Like some of them have a Starbucks or some of them have like a deli or whatever. There was a Chinese, like a little station there with like Chinese food, kind of Panda Express style. And so as this lady is just letting Spencer have it, her husband appears with like Kung Pao chicken. And he goes, she starts eating it while she's yelling and talking to him. And he goes, her aggression started lowering like, yes. by the bite.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it was a blood sugar issue. She was darn near passed out.
All she needed to do was update her questions on her account security, but I'm just kidding, she was hangry.
She just needed to reset her PIN number, that was it, but it turned into bloodbath. Kung Pao. Oh,
speaking of those questions, so I had to update an account recently, and so it was asking me those questions, and the guy that was helping me set it up was seriously reading over my shoulder as I was answering these questions. I was like feeling so weird, and one of them was, what's your favorite song? And so okay. I started typing it in, and then he goes, that's such a good song.
Wait, like, what?
He was totally reading the answers to my security questions.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And you know, chiming in, like, that's such a good song. I'm like, I know, right?
Yeah.
That's why I said it was my favorite.
What's your dog's name? It's such a cute name.
Oh yeah, I was like,
what kind of breed
is very
he?
Secure, Bob. Gosh.
So funny. Oh my goodness. Well, some of you sent in some really funny ones, so let's look them up. All right. So remember the days of Netflix prior to streaming?
You would get a DVD in the mail,
like a
folks.
Week later. You just guys, kidding. It seems so barbaric. Or like,
yeah, it really feels like last century. I mean, it was kind of last century. Like,
the thing is it seems so revolutionary. It did. It was like, whoa, I don't even have to go to Blockbuster.
Don't go to Hollywood Video.
No.
Just click on the screen, and then a few days later.
And then in 3 to 5 days, you can enjoy that DVD.
That was the whole point, is you're like, I want to have a movie night tonight.
Yes.
That's why Hollywood Video was able to hang for just a little longer.
But it was like the new thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this listener said that they were getting, they were started to go through the whole mail-in DVD situation.
Okay.
And she requested one of the Harry Potter movies. She said 3 times they sent her Polar Express instead. And she's like, the first.
While a wonderful film.
I've got a hankering for some wizardry. And you keep sending me some dang
holiday
Christmas
delights.
It's July. Anyway, so she said that 3 times she sent it. The first time she sent it back and she requested the movie again. The second time she attached a note saying, their movies must be getting mixed up. The third time, she
if
was irritated.
Send me Polar Express one more time.
I'm keeping it. And you will send me the Prisoner of Azkaban, like I asked. So she said, the third time she was irritated and she started to wonder, like, does the universe just like really want me to watch Polar Express? Like there must be.
If you just believe. She needed some spirit.
She needed some softening.
Believe.
Anyway, so she finally got the Polar Express this third time and was like, whatever. We're watching Polar Express. Well, she proceeded to watch it until she learned it was an extended preview, after which Harry Potter started. So she ended up being like, if she just hung tight, it was just a little bit of an extended preview of Polar Express.
Sorry, that is so funny.
Because she's like, yelling. Na, 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 na. And then all of a sudden,
I can't believe that.
And you're like, oh shit.
I have yelled.
Sorry, I should redo that.
I have yelled at Megan at Netflix so many times.
And I have a personal sticky note onto one of the DVDs. Anyway, so she's like, I asked her, I said, well, so the real question is, did you say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry? She's like, oh heavens, no. Not after that. She went with it. She's like, yeah, sure. Yep. I finally got the right one.
Oh my gosh.
And I was so frustrated about these Buzz Lightyear wings for my little toddler's Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Halloween costume.
Halloween costume. Stroke or something. A Halloween costume. And I was so frustrated because they kept saying, it's delivered, it's delivered, it's delivered. And then all of a sudden I have a neighbor come over like, and I was like, forget it. Don't even send me a new one.
She's like, Allison, I have 17 Buzz Lightyear wing sets that have somehow gotten to my house. We were out of town.
So I felt super stupid and had to ship the other ones back and got the other ones back. Anyway, so yeah, you do kind of feel pretty stupid and you kind of just let it go, you know?
Well, and there are other times when, you know, you might be the idiot who received the correct thing and just didn't realize, a la Polar Express. Extended cut, but then also sometimes the salespeople are just like, la, 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 I don't know. Because this listener said her nephew was blind, and so they went to go get him a CTR ring that had Braille.
Oh, cool.
CTR version. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't find it anywhere. Okay. So they asked the sales girl at the store if they happened to have any in the back or if she knew where we could find them. And she looked and looked and looked and then said, well, we have a sign language one. And she was like, I don't know if you understand what Braille is.
Oh my
gosh. If you had one that sang CTR, right, it'd be much better, right? And she was like, well, the point of Braille is to actually read it with your fingers.
Right.
Because you cannot
see
look.
The sign CTR, like,
first of all,
sign
language. Does the CTR ring have, like, hands that spell the letter C, the letter... Yeah. Oh, okay. That's a big ring.
But that doesn't help.
No, it absolutely... It's the very opposite. Correct. The very opposite. And she said, he won't actually be able to see the sign language that that ring is creating.
Because he's blind.
And she said the sales girl, like, could not figure out... She's like, well... This is what we have.
This is going to be great. Oh my.
That's the opposite.
It's kind of like when I went to Chick-fil-A and I had that hot chocolate.
Oh yeah.
You remember that? That I told you about? And I said, don't put
ice in there.
And then he came back and he's like, well, I put some ice in there. And I'm like, I specifically told you not to put ice in my hot chocolate. Now it's like watery. Disgusting. But they just, it's like, sometimes it's just not computing for these people, you know? This one's kind of funny because, I don't know, it falls. We're going to go with it, okay. All right? So this listener said when she was in high school, she worked at an all-you-can-eat pizza buffet.
Nice.
Called the Hungry Bear.
I like it.
I would be so fat. All-you-can-eat pizza? Are you joking
me? Pizza Pie Cafe.
I know. My kids beg me to go there. And I'm always like, guys, no. And it's just because of that darn Oreo pizza. So anyway, she said...
I'm sure you could Pinterest that recipe.
I know.
But that sounds pretty good.
I also don't need like excessive amounts of Oreo pizza sitting around my house, you know? So anyway, I guess the owner's son worked there and this listener was working with the owner's son at the time. Well, they just so happened to have a big bear costume at this location. So the son decides, you know what? I'm going to go put on the bear costume. It's a little slow.
I'm going to be the Hungry Bear.
Yeah, it was a little slow. So he's like, good customer service. Get out there. Make people think about pizza by seeing someone in a bear costume, you know? Which, by the way, I would not shy away from a job like that. Many people would. But I feel like I'm like,
No way.
How much are you going to pay me to spin that sign? So I was,
plus you're like totally incognito. Yes. Nobody knows who you are. So if you're like shimmying in front of the store, like
that's what makes it kind of funny.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. So anyway, the owner's son decides I'm going to go dance out on the street and see if I can get some people in here. It's slow. Yeah. A little while later, this listener gets a panicked phone call from him. And it's panicked. And it's, and he says, I need you to come out and help me. So she gets out there and he's just laying on the sidewalk and he can't get up. And the bear head is off. So it's just like,
oh no, he can
he's been revealed. So my first thought was heat stroke, you know, yeah. A little too much dancing. But apparently a lady was driving by. She jumped out of her car, pushed him down.
That's no lady.
Tore off the bear head, threw it into the road, then got back in the car,
drove away. Are you kidding me?
No.
This girl has some major bear rage.
I don't even know.
I don't want to see her next to
Did she get food poisoning from the hungry bear or something? And she was like, don't you dare get out here and advertise. I never had worse diarrhea in my life. I don't know. But she, but I do have a friend or like a friend and former coworker. Mm-hmm. She has a great fear of mascots.
But I think if you have a real fear of mascots, you're not going to confront them. Grab its head off.
Do you think they thought it was a real bear? And they were like, I will not let you endanger society.
City. Not in this city.
Not on my watch.
Mountain bear.
They're very realistic.
Like, that bear, he was so cityfied, he was doing the moonwalk. What in the heck?
This lady had to have been on some like PCP or something.
Seriously, something
because she like physically assaulted a high school boy in a bear costume. And so they had to get the police involved.
Yeah.
They called the police.
Well, and the fact that he couldn't get up, like that was a real assault. Face down on the sidewalk.
I'm going to need some help. He was able to get to his cell phone. And they said, like, apparently those, you know, those costumes are quite pricey.
Yeah.
So the dad wasn't messing around. He's like, A, my son was assaulted. B, that thing cost $500.
Was in the road and got hit by a car. Can you imagine hitting a bear head on the car mask? Because those things have,
No, I mean,
form.
No, I can't.
They have, like, form and shape to them so that the person can breathe.
Yes.
So it would have hit, you would have seen a bear head in the road and then...
You think you just decapitated an actual bear. Because sometimes when you hit something, you're just like, what?
What
is that? You know? All of a sudden, there's a bear head. You're like, I've killed Smokey. So I just don't understand.
So that person probably should have been part of the trauma lawsuit or whatever.
Right. They never found the lady. They never found the motive. Gosh. All he knows is by trying to put his best foot forward and give some good old customer service to these hungry pizza goers, he was physically assaulted.
I can't
defaced.
I can't believe that.
Demasked.
I really can't. Okay. Well, it's common practice, I think, for a lot of front desk employees.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you're at a dentist office, doctor's office, even like a salon.
The front desk employees, it's actually kind of an intimidating job.
I don't want it.
Because you are the first point of contact.
Between you and any hostile assailant.
Or happy. So, I mean, I guess you could be getting the person that's thrilled.
Yeah.
Or excited to be there. But for the most, I don't know that people
I'm ready for my massage. I mean, that's, but yeah, it depends on where you are.
I'm ready for my root canal. No. They're like, how much is this thing going to cost? And I'm like, I just book the appointments. I don't charge the...
Right.
And then they're like getting all mad and they're like, I don't know. I actually like, only make $12 an hour.
The dentist who has a multi-million dollar home,
you might want to ask him why it costs so much. I'm going to go ahead and just refer you back to that. But no, so yeah, I agree. It's like they're the first point of contact and they get the brunt of a lot of crap.
Yeah. And so like I was saying, it's really commonplace for the day before at the end of the day to call the next day appointments and confirm, make sure that everyone's all set to go.
Do you feel like it's getting excessive?
I know that you have had excessive calls.
Yes.
I feel like I'm at a good point.
I have two places that we frequent, you know, and they will send me like a text a week before. And then they call
me. 7 days.
No, really. Yeah, they really are. They're like, it's just an appointment next week, a week from today.
That would confuse me.
Right. I'm like, I'm not thinking that far ahead, Jill. And then they'll call and say, oh, we just wanted to remind you like the day before. And then I get a reminder text the day before. And then I get a reminder text the day of. And I'm like, listen, I'm actually like, it's actually having the opposite effect.
I don't want to see you anymore.
Because I, it's you, not me. But I think it has the opposite effect because I end up kind of ignoring it because I'm like, it's a dang dentist again. But
they're trying to get me to remember them, but I'm not. I'm purposely being like, forget them.
You just need to hit C for confirm, Allison.
But here's the thing. I feel like if I haven't said, like, no, they just assume I'm coming. But
assuming because you when know I, what it does, Allison.
But when I made the appointment in the first place, that shouldn't be me making good on that I want to go then.
You sound like this man in this upcoming story.
Okay.
Because this girl, she was calling patients that to confirm their appointments for the next day at this office she was working at and to make sure they were coming. So one man didn't answer, so she left a voicemail, which is very common.
Yeah.
Hi, Ken. Just confirming your appointment for da-da-da. If you can't make it, please call us back. Anyway, he does call her back.
Okay.
But he started screaming at her and saying, the fact that she was calling to remind him of the appointment is basically saying he's an idiot and that he is offended because you think that I can't remember my appointments, young lady? And she starts crying.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
It's just a courtesy call. By name is actually a nice thing.
Yeah.
It's a courtesy. And usually when you are filling out, they'll say, how do you want to receive reminders? So that's probably, I will take full responsibility. I've probably been like, yeah, sure. Text, email, all the things.
But she said he was going on and on. So once someone nearby realized that she was in tears, they were like, hang on. Okay. Let me take over the phone call. And so this person, I think, was a little bit more assertive and wanting to put this man in his place.
Well, also, when you have not been the one, because I'm sure this girl was blindsided.
Yeah.
So you all of a sudden just get hit with like profanities and screaming. Mm-hmm. You're not like, you're processing and you're kind of like scared and you're crying. Whereas this girl, if they're like, this is what's going on, this girl's coming in knowing what
she's coming
on.
To the rescue.
Yes.
On the defense.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so she hops on and says, sir, you are being absolutely ridiculous. She said, you are not welcome in our office anymore. And if you show up, we're going to call the police.
Wow.
And
it had gotten that bad, apparently.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to, like, verbally assault someone in the front desk to the point of tears, then yeah.
Well, and most businesses, they say we have the right to refuse business to anybody.
Yeah.
But I also kind of wonder at what point, like, I guess I don't know. I think most people that have a lot of entry-level jobs or they're just not the owner or the manager, I think they don't feel entitled to tell someone, like,
don't come
back.
Because, yeah, the dentist or whoever's going to be like, where's my new appointment?
I need their business.
Like, I told them not to come back or I'm calling
the
cops.
And they harassed me. And the dentist will be like, they didn't harass me.
And I want that
money. And that patient, you know what I mean? I would hope most...
They would be understanding.
Right.
But, yeah, it is hard... As that customer service person, you're like, where is my place here?
Yeah.
What authority do I have? I can't just tell them off.
Right.
Most of the time.
Because this listener, they were saying that they used to be a dental assistant, so.
Like that last one, I don't even know was a dentist.
Oh.
But because you were saying the dentist before and now we're dentists now.
Yeah.
We're just assuming.
Yeah, but if it was some kind of an appointment, it was something medical or dental. Anyway, this listener worked as a dental assistant and one day they were working on, she said, a super creepy male patient. And she kept hearing this.
I want details on how you know he's super creepy. Like, read all the background.
I mean, some people just really emit.
They exude a creepy-osity.
Vibe. Yeah, and this didn't help because all of a sudden while she was working on him, she kept hearing like a clicking noise and she couldn't figure out what the clicking noise was. But she finally looks down at his hands and he has his phone pointed up at her and is clicking the picture button.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So she said she didn't know what to do and she just tried to ignore it. Again, you're kind of like, what do I do
in
this
scenario? I'm supposed to be professional.
The customer, or in this case, the patient, is always right. Right, but I mean, what an angle that must be. Have you ever opened your phone onto the camera?
Absolutely, and I try not to hold it against myself. I've been personally, that's not real.
Yeah.
It's not the real way that people see you, Brett.
And then I'm like, this is like the angle my kids see me at. They must think I'm a monster.
Like, yeah. What does she say?
You just look like a thumb. Because
now I have the power of all the ocean. And you're like Ariel and the kids.
Yeah, and every little whisker showing. Anyway, but he was taking a picture from like down low. Anyway, I guess she tried to act like it wasn't happening. And after he left, she told her boss.
That's when you like accidentally stab him with that little pick.
Or grab a shot and numb the crap out of him or whatever. But anyway, when she told her boss, the dentist, I believe, I guess he was mad in the moment being like, not at her, but just... Being like, you should have told me because I would have said, hey, whoa, you can't be taking pictures of her. He would have come to her defense.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so they did not like call him and say, you can't come back.
Uh-huh.
But if they knew he was coming in for an appointment, they would have her like go to the back.
Uh-huh.
They would never have her go work on him.
I wouldn't want anybody.
Right. I mean, I'm sure it's isolated.
I don't think he's just targeting her.
Correct.
He's trying to get upward glances of any dental assistant right. that's hovering over him.
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh.
So, weird. But that's one of those where I was like, I'm sure she didn't feel like being like, you're not welcome here. Because yeah. obviously the dentist kept him as a patient.
Right, yeah.
But she probably felt very uncomfortable. And they did do some steps to make her feel better. But again, where you're just leaving it open for the other female dental assistants.
Yeah, to have to lean over the face of this. Because if
my
man.
Dentist was like, oh, okay, Jim's here, I'd be like, goody. I know what he did to that
See
girl.
See how Audrey's hiding in the corner, yeah. cowering? I yeah. get to be his assistant, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I feel like, yeah, again, I feel like this is one of those where they should have said, sir, if you do that again,
we're going to have to ask
we're
gonna
you
have
to
leave.
Ask you to leave yeah. or call him and say, that's not appropriate behavior for our dental office, and we will be dropping you as a patient if
it happens.
It happens again.
A second time. Yeah.
Right. When you start taking people's physical health, mental health into account, plus the cost that's associated with those things, they're high bills.
Uh-huh.
So people get more demanding.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't think of the medical field as customer service.
Oh, it
but
is.
But it is 100% mm-hmm. customer service.
Speaking of, you guys, I have a beef right now.
You do?
Because my insurance is like supposed to cover 100% basic routine appointments.
Uh-huh.
But so my husband and I both went in and got physicals, and we got these bills, and we're like, we thought the insurance was supposed to cover it. And they're like, well, if you talk to your doctor about anything other than the physical,
oh my gosh,
then it's considered,
you're kidding.
No.
It's considered like, what do they call it? Diagnostic?
Yeah.
Oh my word.
And so I'm like, I'm not even going to open my mouth next time. Cause he was like,
they're like, okay, do you have warts or anything?
I'm just going to be like nodding my head or like shaking my head. Cause he was like, oh, and, you said you were feeling this way a little bit sometimes. And I was like, yeah. And I started talking to him about something that was not on the regular physical.
That's a total
spectrum.
Duke. They do that on purpose. They've got to.
BS.
That's crazy.
I honestly feel like I can't open my mouth.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird because the medical field is a little whack when it comes to the billing side of things.
Yeah.
I would hate to have to be like answering the calls about billing.
Yeah.
Because I've cried before calling about a bill.
Yeah.
An ER bill and being like, I thought my gallbladder was exploding and I was there on Super Bowl Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Or I thought I had a kidney stone. I don't remember. It's all blur. And I was like so mad because I talked to the doctor for 3 minutes and he was kind of like, I'm going to give you pain meds and I think it's already dissolved. So see ya. And it was $1,600.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, literally everyone forgot I was there. So here's some pain meds.
That's what they do. They leave you in there long enough to pass the kidney stone.
Yeah.
For reals.
It's true. So that they can say they did something.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. We're not here to go on a rampage.
I love people in the medical
field. We're not here to go on a rampage. We're just saying like, just be cool, man.
Right.
You know, just like be cool about it.
Well, like when I worked at a restaurant, there'd be times that I'd just be like, not ring someone up for a drink. Oh, like a Coke.
Yeah. Well, or like, comp a meal if they felt a certain, you know, like.
So why can't you like comp a CT scan? I mean, it's the same thing, right?
Pretty close.
Okay. So anyway, this one listener did write in and say that they work for a surgeon and they said that they are shocked at how different people will act when the surgeon comes in. And then all of a sudden they'll be like talking and gabbing with the surgeon and being so friendly. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's instantaneous as soon as the surgeon walks out. And if like a medical assistant or a nurse comes in, mm-hmm. then they're just mean, short, treat them like crap.
I think basically all of them are going to have my life in their hands at one point or the other, yes. whether it's pre, during, or post.
Or if they are in charge of you potentially getting food or not getting food or getting wiped and not getting wiped. Like those, like as much as, the surgeon has the real heavy, maybe life-threatening things.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I want my ice chips and I'm going to treat somebody nicely so that they're happily getting them for me.
Yeah, because I've had a grumpy nurse before and I don't like it.
Yeah.
And because they're the ones who are like, post-op when you're feeling pretty crappy.
Yep.
So I feel like I'm going to be nice to everybody.
I agree.
I want everybody's full attention and help the whole time.
It's like whether it's getting my chocolate cream pie from the cafeteria.
For breakfast. You guys, you act like that's not really what happened. It's
that's what
happened.
I'm saying. That was wildly specific because it's real.
You guys, when I was in the hospital with my second child, well, someone had told me like, oh, have you had the chocolate cream pie from this hospital cafeteria? And I was like, no.
I love when random places get some sort of magician patisserie. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how did the hospital get someone who could make like gourmet chocolate cream pie?
So I ordered it with my dinner one night and I was like, oh my gosh, that was good. So I ordered a couple more times while I was there. And then I was going to be discharged like mid-morning. So I was able to order myself breakfast.
Yeah.
But I was like, I think I need to order some pie. I'm
not throwing away my shot.
No. And so in the morning when I called in and I was like ordering my breakfast, and I was like, okay, I'll have some eggs and sausage and also a side of chocolate cream pie. Yeah. And the lady at the cafeteria kind of giggled and was like, I mean, you go for it, girl.
Yeah.
And she was like, if not now, when?
Yeah.
You just had a baby. And I was correct. Like, thank you, 100%. Helen. 100%. Yes. That you see so me. I feel so seen, yeah. Helen.
You're my people, Helen. no, I mean, when I was in the hospital, living in the hospital for a month on mm-hmm. bed rest with my last, I tried really hard to be very, nice. I mean, I'm Facebook friends with a couple of them, so I don't think that I was terrible or else they wouldn't be my Facebook friend, right?
Yeah.
And when I was done, I made homemade sugar cookies and took them to him, but there was one that I was like, I could go without seeing you ever again. Uber. Yeah. And then there were some that I wrote thank you cards to most of them, because I was there for, you guys, day in, day out, a month. So I was like, got close to some of them. But anyway, I feel like I tried to be decent, but there were a couple of them that I was like, when is your shift over? Feel free to skip me on the next rounds. Because they're worn.
Yeah, they're grumpy at mm-hmm. that point.
And their customer service isn't their thing. Maybe medical stuff's their thing,
uh-huh.
but people skills and customer service just might not be it for them. But let's shift gears and from medical, because I don't have any more medical ones.
Okay, maybe like more retail. That's a lot of customer service is retail.
Yes.
Oh, this person says she currently works at a women's clothing store.
Okay.
And gross, someone tried to return panties. And I don't know. Like,
I just feel like that's...
Like, do you have no pride?
I feel like I...
Right?
Right. And I mean, how much could those have really been? And mm-hmm. how bad could they have really looked? They go under your clothes.
So even if they were like a little, I don't know, loose or right. whatever, I mean, they're going to work.
But I just feel like that is the most, I feel like I've known them since I can remember knowing things.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you can't return underwear and swimwear unless the swimwear has the little...
Guard. Well, yeah, I mean, little if it's full of tags or on it, maybe, but I don't know. But she said that she was talking to the lady and was like, I'm sorry, we don't take returns yeah. on underwear. So she's like, I want to speak to your manager. Mm-hmm. And she like escalated the whole...
I would like
whole...
more people to know how embarrassed, embarrassing of a person I am trying to return crusty underwear.
It is true. I said, like people have no pride. Like, yeah. Are you like, hang on, let me speak to the management about
waving your panties up and...
that I would like to return to the store. It's just not working out for me. You know what I mean, guys?
It's writing a bit. Any takers? Fresh pair.
So, yeah, like, I don't... Some people don't care.
Right. So she obviously double-checked with her
yeah,
manager.
Yeah, the manager came and was like, no, I'm sorry, ma'am. And she said, I will not be shopping here anymore. And they were probably like, good.
Good, because those underwears were probably $7.
Yeah, well, we don't want that underwear. Yeah. Like, I don't...
Right,
I
think it's funny when people try to use that as a threat. When they'll be like, you've lost my business forever.
Like we were saying, the front desk person, the server, the check, the yeah. clerk, they don't own the store. They don't look at their bottom line and it's like, oh no, we're going to be in the red. Like, they're like, cool, man. Now I won't get yelled at.
Right.
By you.
And if TGI Fridays close, I'll go get a job at Chili's. Like, yeah. It's not like I care passionately about the success of TGI Fridays or whatever it may be, right?
Yeah. So you're telling the wrong person. You need to like figure out who the GM or the owner is.
Right.
And then you can really get in there with the, I won't be coming back here anymore right. stuff.
And they may not care still, but you know, you can, that's a better place to
it's
put
a better,
your,
yeah. It's better directed at the people who are actually going to be upset about it.
Correct. All right. So this girl said that she worked in retail in college and she actually worked with her husband. I don't know. I'm unclear on whether they were husband and wife at the time or if they just eventually became husband and wife. But, and this guy came up to her and she said, right from the get-go, vibes were bad. Well, she was correct because he came up to her and he said, I have a question on a few products. And then he's like, will you follow me this way? Like, down? And so
and if I was still in the store, I'd be like, okay.
And she said, per her training, they were told to walk with them. Like, have you ever been in a store and you ask them and they'll say, oh, like, oh, whatever. And they like point off to the distance.
And then you're lost.
And then there's some stores, you know, this has got to be part of their training. They drop what they're doing and they walk with you.
Yeah.
So anyway, she said her training was to go with them. Mm-hmm. So he proceeded to tell her that him and his girlfriend were going to be getting down that night and that he wanted to know which condoms would be the best.
Oh my gosh.
She said she was...
Just look at the description on the box, man.
I would have pulled the smallest ones out and I would have been like, here you go.
This looks great. Yeah.
Actually, there's some bunch of balloons over here. Those might be better. like water balloons. I'm kind of thinking that might be more your speed.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I just feel like I would have been a smart aleck. So she said she was disgusted and irritated, and she said, I'm not sure, and she just left him hanging. She went and told her husband. She went and told a coworker who she described as, like, their super tough grandma of the store.
Oh, I like it.
And she said it was just... And then they just kept talking about all the things she should have said. Yeah. Like, should have grabbed the tiny weenie ones and been like, these are going to work perfect for you. Yeah.
But no, and I feel like that guy did that on purpose. Like, there's no
way. I said the same thing. He was being gross.
Yeah, he was trying to be a perv and try to, like, get some kind of reaction out of you.
Yeah, I was in the Sprint store once getting new phones, and it takes so long when you're, like, transferring everything over. And this poor girl associate, she's the only girl sales associate, and this old guy comes in, and I same thing. I feel like when he walked in, I was like, he seems creepy. And he's like, something's wrong with my phone. It's, like, frozen. She's like, okay, let me take a look. And I just see her face, like, eyes kind of get big and kind of, like, rolling her eyes a little bit. And I was like, what on earth? And she, like, was doing all this stuff. And then she was like, well, I'm not plugging this into our computer right now. And then, anyway.
It says virus written all over
it. So she gets it all taken care of. And he's like, oh, thank you, thank you. And he, like, touched her arm and squeezed her arm. And she kind of, like, flinched away a little bit. Or, like, you know, I saw her kind of tense up. And then when he walked out, I'm like, ew. And she's like, he handed me that phone, and it was just tab after tab of tab, porn. Yeah. And she was like, why of me? There's all these men around.
Yeah.
You pick me because you want,
he did it on purpose.
It's something gross. Like, you're trying to show, see, get me, get a, like, a reaction out of me. She felt like, and so she just tried to say really, like, non-reactionary.
Not bothered,
but she just kept being like, ugh, like the rest of the time, like, creeped shivery. Out. Yeah.
Well, and like we were saying with the underwear, people, I think the stuff that people try to pull off, and I mean, I think there's places like Walmart and Costco that have such a lenient return policy. I bet they have the weirdest stuff get returned.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Nordstrom, Target, Costco, they all are known. Like, I heard a rumor, and I don't know if it's true, that Nordstrom one time took someone's tires back.
Really?
Even though they don't sell tires, but someone was like insistent, but that someone was like insistent, like, no, I bought them here.
What?
And so I don't know if it's true.
Urban legend.
But I heard that Nordstrom was finally like, okay, we'll take those tires back. But I have a hard time believing that because they don't even have a UPC.
Where would they even put them?
Yeah.
The manager's I'll throw them in my car.
Yeah. The employee's like, I need some new tires. Yeah, sure. I'll take them back and I'll be refunding your card.
Because you're like, I don't even have a card in my system because you didn't buy them here. Maybe that was actually a smart thing. I don't know. But yeah, we had a listener say that she worked at a grocery store and someone tried to return a gallon of milk.
Okay.
Because they said it was really disgusting, but it only had a quarter left. And you're like, come on, man. Are you serious?
Did you just keep on trying it to see if it was disgusting? AKA, sat in your fridge and expired.
We've all been there when you're like, is this weird? I don't know, but not
I was gonna say three quarters of a gallon.
But she said they took it back.
They did?
Yes.
Well, I mean, when it comes down to
what
it.
What do you do? Right, what do you do?
It's a $2 to $3 gallon of milk, right? Yeah.
Well, and I feel like sometimes when we are in customer service and we get attacked, like the bear, he was just an innocent, like, it was something deeper.
Yes. Like that, you were just happened to be part of the tipping point, but there was
whatever
a lot
the trigger was
up. You were just a little
just
piece of
victim.
The trigger.
Yeah. Cause this girl said that she worked at Ulta and this overly tired lady walked up because it was Black Friday. So she might've been up all night.
Oh gosh. Hold on. Can we just send a quick, like, Hunger Games signal out to those people who work retail on Black Friday?
It's stupid.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's insane. And I won't do it.
No,
I don't. I mean, I'm not trying to get up on my soapbox here, but I don't do it because I feel too bad. I will shop from the comfort of my own home.
Oh yeah. Well,
and I'm sure they're
different.
Fulfilling orders somewhere in a back room,
but
they're
but
not
they're
having
not
to, like,
being assaulted.
Right.
And
they
stuff.
Can finish their turkey and pie.
But this girl said that this overly tired lady walks up to her holding a curling iron and she says, I just don't understand. But that's all she said.
I think I just would have been like, none of us do.
It's this crazy life.
Yeah.
But we're all here together, right?
And what can I help you with?
Our listener says, okay, well, what part don't you understand about this curling iron? And are you looking for this one? Do you want me to help you find a new one? You know, she was trying to be helpful or whatever. And she said the lady just started crying and walked off. I don't know. She's been through a lot that day. She's been through a lot.
Yep.
And there's nothing you could have done.
And her credit card's maxed out from her holiday shopping.
I just don't understand.
Like, what's the discount on this Babyliss Pro?
But she said she felt really bad because she felt like, even though it was pretty straightforward, she felt like whatever she did made her cry.
Which well, or made it look like, she, like, if yeah. you were a person standing on the side and you see an associate talking to a customer yeah. and the customer bursts into tears, you're going to be like, what did Whoa. That biatch just do?
Yeah, or if you, heaven forbid, it's your manager
yeah.
watching and be like, what just happened right there?
You just, what did you do to her? I hit her with a curling iron.
This is Ulta, and that did not seem like a very beautiful interaction to me. She's ugly crying here in this beauty shop.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about Drive. Let's just, okay. There's a listener that submitted a drive-thru story that I'm going to read. I love drive-thrus probably more than I should. Like I
just maybe more than the average person.
Well, I've just been known, I'm not talking like fast food drive-thrus, which I don't hate
also,
those.
Yes.
But I will be willing to drive like extra just for the drive-thru.
So like if you were to go to the bank and there's one that's closer, but then there's a location with a drive-thru that's like 10 minutes away.
I will drive 10 minutes away. Okay. Is that weird?
With the gas prices now, yes.
I just, with kids and stuff, I love me a drive-thru.
Yeah.
So this listener though, she was in a drive-thru and it was 1:10. So that time is important. It was 1:10 and she was in this line at a pharmacy and it was taking a really long time. So she finally got up to it. Being her turn. And at this point, it's 1:35.
Oh, so it's been long.
Yeah.
And that's really frustrating because you're like, drive through the whole point.
Right. And that's
fast.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that's kind of what I think what I was trying to get at was like, my whole point is like, I don't want to unbuckle my kids, haul them in, have them run around. It saves me time.
Yeah.
And effort, right? So she has already been in there for what? Like almost 30 minutes. Well, she gets up to the window like to have it be her turn. And there is a sign up in the window, a paper that says, we are closed from 1:30 to 2 for lunch.
Oh, my gosh. So, wait, did she had order her food?
No, so this was a pharmacy.
Oh.
So she was just waiting to go fill a prescription pick it up. But she was sitting in that line from 1:10, and then it took her to 1:35 to get to the window.
But they had closed 5 minutes before.
Well,
goodness.
I mean, probably the car went in front of her, and then they're like, whoop. Paper up, you know what I mean? Ugh. And so she said she was so mad and they were saying,
I would be too.
Yeah, we're closed for lunch from 1:30 to 2. I think that's an interesting business decision that a lot of companies make.
I actually personally hate it.
I do too.
Like I'll call and try to pay a bill or ask a question or make an appointment. And I generally call middle of the day because that's when I'm like trying to organize my life.
It's like before your kids are getting home, but after you've done all your crazy morning, you know.
And I'm like, great. I'm going to forget in the next hour to do this.
Let me just make this clear. We want people to eat. We want people to have their lunch break.
Yeah.
But stagger the lunch breaks. I don't understand.
Don't close the
Are you guys all collectively going together to lunch to eat at the same place?
Like Dan goes at noon to 12:30 while Emily mans the booth from this to this.
Right.
And then she gets to go. It
that
doesn't
seems
seem like crazy
rocket
tricky.
Science. Yeah. So anyway, she's furious. I validate her on that one. And she... So she decides, I'm just going to sit here. I am not moving. Like, I will sit here for 30 more minutes and wait for them to come back from their
lunch break.
Uh-huh. So they end up telling her, I guess, peeking through the window or whatever, you can't just sit there.
What? I'm like, free country,
I'm
man.
Like, make me move. Why don't you? That's what I would have said. I'd be like, you don't want to know what kind of meds I'm waiting for. I'm about to get real crazy up in here. Anyway.
And legally, you don't have a right to ask.
Yeah. All you're supposed to do is fill it. So she said, they told her, you can't sit here. And so and then they had to move her car.
That seems stupid.
So she said, they told her, you have to move because all the cars in line behind you need to see the note. Like they need, so they won't be sitting there blindly for 30 minutes like she just did. But hers wasn't during the lunch break. So I guess they didn't care about that.
Yeah,
this seems like a terrible business model.
No,
just
and I'm
absolutely
like,
terrible.
You're sitting here talking to me through the window.
Yeah,
you're
she's
obviously
like
not
munching on her Sammy. Like
at
while she's
lunch.
Like, yeah.
What if you just did your job right now?
Well, that's what the crazy thing is, though. Is so she's finally like moves her car. This poor girl. She's being way too nice, and she parks, and then she just walks in the store because it's not locked, so that she could stand at the desk.
Yeah,
and was like, okay, fine. I'm gonna stand here for 30 minutes. Yeah. Then I'm out of the way. People can read your stupid sign.
This is like on Meet the Parents. Was like all remaining rows.
Yeah,
all remaining rows, please.
And he tries to walk up, and she's like,
no, no.
You know, that's exactly what it's like. And she said. Meanwhile, while she's just standing at the desk, she hears them all like working and talking about the lady in the drive-thru, her, that was so mad. She said maybe 3 out of the 12 employees even took a lunch break during that half hour.
Yeah, the rest of them were just kicking it.
Yeah, and she said, I think it must be company rule because of how busy they are with COVID and stuff. But she's like, many businesses stagger their lunch breaks. Why can't the pharmacy do the same? Mm-hmm. And she said, especially when you have 10 plus people working.
Yeah, like it doesn't make sense.
Right, and
that,
yeah.
But that is crappy to be yeah, like, so crappy. That crazy lady. Yeah.
You want to see crazy?
Yeah.
I'm about to jump over this thing and just grab my bottle and go. It's not complicated. I know the side effects. I've filled this a lot of times.
Throw in some amoxicillin.
Yeah.
Just for your trouble. My kids will need it at some point.
At some point, an ear infection.
Strep throat.
Anyway. All right, you guys. Well, thanks for chatting with us.
Have a good one. Be nice out there. Also, stand up for yourselves. So just a combination of that, like a middle ground, I guess is what I'm saying.
And even if at first you're crying, just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this.
We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.